Welcome, 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 entrepreneurs, business owners, all others who aspire to become successful in business. You're listening to E3C, the Passion Entrepreneur. We are here in the glistening E3C studios. This is Ken, the E3C Biz Coach. I am your host, the man with the golden microphone. You know, they say he who has the microphone has the power, at least for the next hour or so. E3C, what does that mean? E3C stands for entrepreneurship. We have a passion. We're passionate about entrepreneurship, building successful, profitable businesses. Empowerment, that's the second E. We empower you with knowledge, information, and technology so you can be more productive, more effective. The third E, anybody taking notes on this? The third E is evolution. We believe that this is the next evolution, the next revolution in business. And the C's stand for connect, collaborate, and create opportunity for all of us. E3C is where business, people, and opportunity connect. Welcome, welcome, everybody. On the show today, we have passionate entrepreneurs. You're listening to E3C, the Passionate Entrepreneur. Don't forget to check out the website at e3clink.com. That's e3clink.com. And the blog, e3c.typepad.com. That's e3c.typepad.com. What is E3C Link? Anybody wants to know what E3C Link is? We're building an online community of passionate entrepreneurs, linking entrepreneurs to other entrepreneurs, linking entrepreneurs to the community, to the media, to Fortune 500 companies, educational communities, and the government. More importantly, we're linking E3C entrepreneurs, passionate entrepreneurs, to you, the passionate entrepreneur. So my question to you, how passionate are you about your business? How passionate are you about your business? And does your business support your passion? Does your business support your passion? Welcome, everybody. You're not going to find, what program can you find out there on radio, TV, internet, where you can be inspired, where you learn something new, and where information is shared to help you and support you on building your business? Where are you going to find that? Where? You're going to find it right here. Right here. E3C, the Passionate Entrepreneur. Now make sure you got paper and pen handy, because you might learn something. All the guests have paper and pen handy? Okay, because you're going to learn something. What's going on? What is E3C? Well, E3C is on a mission. We're on a mission to seek out and find and connect 1 million passionate entrepreneurs around the world who are dedicated, that's what I said, dedicated to the free enterprise system, entrepreneurship, who want to help and support each other in the pursuit of excellence and business success. There is a quiz at the end of this. So you got to answer. Mike's got his papers going. He's right. There will be a quiz at the end of this. Will be a quiz. Okay, so today on the show, E3C, the Passion Entrepreneur, we're connecting some very unique, passionate entrepreneurs. Keyword passionate. We'll be speaking with Dr. Cornelia Stevens, who is a health and wellness coach, Mike Davis with Asset Preservation Group. He's going to talk about long-term care and the advantages to small business owners. Bob Barrow of Innovative Corporate Strategies. We're going to figure out what is a BPO and how you should focus on your core competency and maximize your business. He'll talk about that. And last but not least is Dr. Robert Joseph. He is E3C's technology guru, talking about how business owners and entrepreneurs can, in fact, build their own websites. That's very, very interesting. So the first segment, we're going to talk with Dr. Cornelia Stevens, the health and wellness coach. So, Dr. Stevens, you have this favorite saying, and the favorite saying is what?
My favorite saying can really summarizes the first aspect of my approach to healthcare. It is get clean, get green, and get wet.
Get clean, get green, and get wet. I'm impressed already. What does that mean?
Well, actually, before I start to treat any healthcare complaint, there are three basic things, in my opinion, that has to be done. Number one, the body has to be hydrated. So that's the getting wet aspect. That means drinking more water. Getting clean means that the bowel should be working well so that elimination takes place efficiently and toxins don't sit around and build up from the rotting waste that's in the intestines. And the third aspect is getting green means incorporating green, chlorophyll-rich, alkaline food. It is these foods that carry the chlorophyll. And the chlorophyll molecule is very similar to the red blood cell molecule. So because it's so similar, it is a potent, potent aspect that the body can use to repair and heal itself.
Get green, get clean, get wet.
Yes.
So what is your passion?
My passion.
This is the passion of an entrepreneur. So you've got to dig through. You've got to share with us what your passion is.
My passion is to help my patients achieve balanced health, and also to bring this message, which I think is a very key message, that there is only one sickness, and that sickness is the over-acidification of the body. And that over-acidification of the body comes from what we eat, what we think, and what we feel.
So eat, feel,
and think.
And think. So it's just not all about health, about the body. It's about other things.
About other aspects. The foods that we eat. Some foods eaten by themselves would create acidity in the body. Some foods eaten in combination with other foods will also create over-acidity in the body. But equally, the thoughts that we have that are counterproductive to ourselves or thoughts that we have that are counterproductive about other people would create acid as well. And all, in addition to that, the emotions that we allow to overwhelm us, fear, doubt, worry, stress, etc., all of these things will also create the over-acidification. When the body is over-acidic, it will lead to symptoms, and those symptoms will be diagnosed as a particular disease. So it is the over-acidification that sets up the symptoms. The symptoms will drive a person to see a medical doctor or alternative person or whatever, and it is those symptoms that the alternative person or the medical doctor looks at and makes a decision based on what they should do for that person. But they are not, in my opinion, looking for the cause of that symptom, and the cause of that symptom is too much acid in the body.
Too much acid. Well, so you're a health and wellness coach, and you've got, what is your background? I mean, how did you decide to become a health and wellness coach?
Well, my background is initially in chiropractic, and also I went on to specialize in what's called applied kinesiology. That's just a specialized branch of chiropractic that deals with nutrition, vitamins and minerals and herbs. And then from that, we went on to have further training in vitamins, minerals, and herbs, as well as training in chiropractic neurology. So that's basically my background.
Okay. What does a chiropractor do? And chiropractor do, and then I want to ask about the applied kinesiology.
Okay, a chiropractor, as most of you may know, or some of you may have gone to see a chiropractor, basically. Chiropractor is a doctor whose focus is on the spine. The spine protects the spinal cord. The spinal cord carries messages from the brain to the muscles and from the brain to the organs and glands. So if there's a misalignment in the bones of the spine, that could be an interference of the communication between the brain and muscle and brain and organs and glands. So that with that interference in communication, the brain is not able to properly monitor what the muscles are doing. If the muscles are overstressed, do they need some help from a neighbor, so to speak? Or if the organs and glands are overstressed or are dysfunctioning, do they need more nutrition? Does it need more detoxification? Those kinds of vital messages are disrupted, so the parts that are trying to receive information from the brain cannot receive it clearly, and they're apt to dysfunction.
And what is applied at Roger?
Applied kinesiology.
Yes. You say it so well.
Well, we've been dealing with it for a little while, so it's not that difficult. Applied kinesiology is a specialized branch of chiropractic that utilizes muscle testing in addition to standard testing to determine what is the patient's problem and what is the best approach to fix that problem. So we basically test a muscle that it tests strong, and then we'll check different organs and glands and other muscles to see if they're under stress. And then from that point on, we'll decide what is the best approach.
And you did that for me. You
tested. Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
Did I pass the test?
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. We were able to discover those weekends.
Healthy guy. I mean, how do I feel?
Us, or so you think. Most of us say we are healthy. Most of us say we drink enough water. Because when I ask people, I say, "Well, how much water do you drink?" "Oh, I drink a lot of water." But actually, when we come to ask them, we come to find out they're not nearly enough water.
So how much water should we drink? Because I drink about maybe 32 ounces of water a day. Is that pretty good?
Well, depending on what your body weight is. This is what I typically tell my patients, because I've learned this through experience. There is the proper way. So I tell them the proper way. And there is the practical way, practical for them. So here's the proper way. If you are not exercising, for every 40 pounds of body weight should be 1 liter or one quart of water.
So everybody get your calculators out. 40 pounds per?
1 liter of water per 40 pounds of body weight. If you're exercising, it for every 30 pounds of body weight should be 1 liter of water per day. That's from the time the person gets up until the time the person goes to sleep. So now you begin to see if you really are drinking enough water. Now, why is that important?
You must be reading my mind. Yeah, why is that important, Dr. Stevens?
Well, we pick up on the same brainwaves. Yes, it's very important because, number one, as we all know, the water flushes the body, particularly it flushes the kidneys. Now, the kidneys will filter out toxins that are in the blood. And usually those toxins are passed out through urination. That is one of the processes of elimination. If a person is not drinking enough water, they're not adequately flushing the kidneys, which means they're not adequately getting rid of toxins that are in the body, and the body will ultimately find another way to get those toxins out.
And that's where you talk about getting wet.
Getting wet,
okay,
yes.
So I always like to ask my guest the question, tell me something that we don't know. You always share with us that you got to drink enough water, but tell us something that we need to know that we don't know.
Well, I'll tell you something that would be good to know. Most injuries, and we're switching it just a little bit, but you'll see that it's all connected. Most injuries that occur, either to professional athletes or to just regular weekend athletes, they occur because there's too much acid in the body. Now, why do we keep saying that? We keep saying that because of this. The connective tissue, cartilage, ligaments, and muscles are the acid catchers. They are the acid catchers. So whatever acid is not bound up by minerals, calcium, potassium, magnesium, and sodium, or bound up by fat, which the body holds on to protect itself from the acid, whatever is left from that is caught by the connective tissue, and that's ligaments and tendons and etc. Those parts of the body that are loaded with acid are prone to injury, more prone than they would be if the person was not acidic. That's why you see these professional athletes whose occupation is to train and have their bodies physically fit. But yet they're coming down with injuries that they really shouldn't come down with based on the level of training.
Okay, well, let me ask you. You talked about getting wet.
Yes.
You also talked about getting green.
Yes.
What is that?
Green, getting green simply means eating green, chlorophyll-rich, alkaline foods. Green foods. The greener the food, the better. Why do we need to get green? We need to get green because the body needs chlorophyll. Chlorophyll is similar to the red blood cells.
Chlorophyll is for plants, not for humans.
Chlorophyll in plants is for humans. That's a misconception. Chlorophyll that is in plants is for humans. We need the chlorophyll so that the body can take the chlorophyll and build strong red blood cells. The strong red blood cells will travel throughout the body and make connections to all of the other cells throughout the body. That connection allows the strong red blood cells to repair whatever cells are dysfunctioning, repair whatever cells that are damaged. Without the chlorophyll, we will not have that raw material for them to build strong, solid red blood cells, which would cause us to either have the ability to repair the body or not have the ability to repair.
Well, you talked about eating green or getting taking vegetables. How much should we eat? How much vegetables should we take in every day?
Well, for every meal, it's advisable to get as many greens in as possible, because think about this. If we go through our day from morning to whenever we end it, there are many times throughout the day that we're in situations that produce acid. Either stress from the job, stress from a coworker, stress from a supervisor, etc. Driving to work in traffic, almost have an accident, stress. If we don't have the things on board that will allow us to counteract this stress, these overwhelming emotions, they will ultimately turn into acid. And when that happens, we are prone for injury. We are prone to begin to set up symptoms that will manifest as some type of dysfunction. So we must eat as many green foods as possible.
And what kinds of green foods? Brussels sprouts or spinach? What would you recommend that we eat daily?
Okay, well, let's start with lettuce. Romaine lettuce, excellent. Spinach, excellent. Kale, excellent. You notice those are really green foods.
Right.
The greener the food, the more chlorophyll. Broccoli. Cauliflower is not a green food, but it's alkaline. Avocados, cucumbers.
Are we getting all this in? People listening to the show? Are we going too fast or too slow? Okay, go ahead. Is there what other greens should you have besides those?
So we mentioned kale, we mentioned broccoli, cauliflower, spinach. Those are the heavy hitters. Avocados are really, really very, very excellent foods. Those are really the heavy hitters. There are others that are available. Though, if we can get any one of those main groups in on a daily basis, I think we're doing well.
Okay. Now, the last one you said get green, get wet. What's the last one?
Clean.
Okay. How does one get clean?
First of all, the need to get clean is because the bowels have dysfunction. That means that the person is not eliminating well. The consequences of not eliminating well is that food will sit around in the bowels and rot. So we are slowly rotting away from the inside.
Maybe I should have had a disclaimer before we started the show. Okay.
So how do we
correct that problem?
Well, that's it's not as simple to correct that problem as it is drinking more water. Number one, we must find out what the person is eating. Are they eating foods that are producing acid? Number two, are they eating foods that's slowing down bowel function, like drinking coffee, eating dairy products, eating excessive amount of sugars, poor food combinations, even maybe their favorite foods that they're eating that they really like, is really the kind of food that's slowing down bowel dysfunction. So we need to find those things out. First of all, what is creating the slowdown dysfunction? Second of all, we need to somehow get that bowel working. So that may mean introducing a laxative to get the bowels working. It's better to empty than it is to have it sit there. Now, once we've gone past that, then we can begin to repair the work that has been done by the chronic constipation and eliminate the slow rotting from the inside out.
Now, do you do that by getting more fiber? That's what everybody says. You got to get fiber, right? Oatmeal, and is that the way to detoxify your body?
Fiber is a mechanical stimulation to the bowel to make it move. That's fine. But what we would like to have will be for the bowels to move on their own without any manner of stimulation. And if the bowel is alkaline, then it will function properly. If it is acidic, then we're going to need to add laxatives, we're going to need to add fiber, we're going to need to add a number of different things to force it into proper functioning.
Dr. Stevens, success stories. All this sounds really, really good. What success story could you share with the group?
Well,
how you've helped somebody.
Well, I'll tell you a recent success story. Usually the type of people who end up in our office are people who have gone the route. They've gone the medical route, and they've gone the alternative route, and have not gotten the results they've been looking for. So we had someone to come in recently who had a serious heart condition. And the doctors were talking about heart replacement. This person could barely walk. She walked into the office, bent over double, barely able to catch her breath. And so we evaluated her. We made some recommendations for getting clean, getting green, getting wet. We made some dietary recommendations. We put her on a protocol. And now, today, that person bounds up the steps.
Wow.
When she comes to the office. She has referred her family, her friends, and everyone else she can get her hands on because her health is better. Her lifestyle has improved. She's able to take her children to the park and have fun with her children instead of being bedridden and not being able to interact with her children.
Wow, that's powerful. That's powerful. So, sounds great. Dr. Stevens, Cornelius Stevens, how do we get a hold of you? What's your website address?
My website address is relevanthealth.net. My telephone number is 770-922-7282. We do offer free phone consultations Monday, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays between 9:30 and 10. Those are scheduled consultations. You can call, schedule a time, and I'll be able to speak with you over the phone about any complaints or concerns that you may have. And then we'll see where we go from there.
And one more time, your website and your contact phone number?
The website is relevanthealth.net. Telephone number is 770-922-7282.
And to summarize, key points, three things that people should remember that you want to pass on to the group.
Watch what you eat. Deal the best you can and find techniques to deal with counterproductive thoughts and counterproductive emotion. Keep the acidity down. And if you can control what you eat, what you think, and what you feel, you will minimize the acid in the body, give the body the best opportunity for it to have balanced health.
All right, Dr. Cornelius Stevens, health and wellness coach, thank you so very much. Please come back and share some other ideas and strategies on how one can improve their health and wellness.
Be all happy right. to. All thank right. you.
Well, we have hear the music coming up here. When we come back, we're going to speak with Mike Davis of Asset Preservation Group talking about long-term care. We talked about health and wellness. Now let's talk about some long-term care, some insurance with Mike Davis. We'll be right back.